we've discussed over the course of the past couple of days to do with Bedikat Chametz, various areas other than one's home that needs Bedikat Chametz. We said that you need to do Bedikat Chametz in your car, that you need to do Bedikat Chametz at your office and at your office desk. There's also a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Lamed Gimel Seif Yud that shuls and batei medrash need Bedikat Chametz as well. Why? Mipnei shatinokot machnisim bahem chametz, because children bring chametz there. The truth is, certainly in a shul set up such as ours, the adults also bring in chametz. It's the shul itself where we have the kiddush after the service, and sudash lishit is sometimes served there, and the whole building is places where adults bring in chametz. We see children coming in with their bags of pekulach on the Shabbat, but sometimes it's the parents bringing in the pekulach, or adults bring in food to take with them to wherever they're going for lunch, etc., etc. But certainly a shul needs bedikat chametz, because there's a good chance that chametz could have been left there. When should this bedikat chametz be done? So the Mishnah Berurah says it should be done on the night of Bedikat Chametz, on the night of the 14th of Nisan this year, because it's a Shabbat, Erev Pesach, so it'll be on the night of the 13th of Nisan, and it shouldn't be done a few days before or on Erev Pesach itself, and the fact that the building might have been cleaned doesn't obviate the need to have proper halachic bedikat chametz as well, which is done with a candle at night time. One of the problems always is finding somebody who wants to do this on the night of bedikat chametz, and whose responsibility is it? Everybody wants to go home after Maariv and do bedikat chametz at home and take care of all the multitude of things they need to do to get ready for Pesach. Nobody wants to spend an hour or 2 hours in the shul going around the whole building searching for rogue pretzels and Kit Kats that have been left around over the course of the year. So it's definitely not the rabbi's job to do Bedikat Chametz at shul. It's just the rabbi's job to let the people in the shul know that Bedikat Chametz needs to be done. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's the Shamashim who do this. Very likely in his day there would have been a paid shamash who's responsible for, you know, caretaking and such things, and it's also his job to do Bedikat Chametz. It would seem that it's the responsibility of the executive or the Gabayim to make sure that it's done. It seems like it might well be one of these things that everybody thinks that it's somebody else's job to make sure that somebody else does it. Perhaps a good idea would be to offer that when we offer the kibbut of Chatan Torah, Chatan Bereshit, to a person at Sukkot time, we say that we're giving you the honour of being Chatan Torah, as well as the honour of doing Bedikat Chametz at the shul on the night of Erev Pesach, and the two come as a package. In any event, as we say, the Bedikat Chametz in shul should be done at night with the candle, and a bracha should be said, because there is a chiyuv of Bedikat Chametz in this area. We're not worried about Rashi's concerns of a person not being mevatel their chametz properly, because the chametz in the shul is hefka, doesn't really belong to anybody. But there certainly is a concern that a person might find something. A person goes to shul on Pesach and might find underneath their shtend or underneath their chair or behind the siddur they take off the bookshelf, they might find a Kit Kat, and without thinking they might come to eat it. So a bracha is said because there's a chiyuv of bedikat chametz. That at least is the view of the Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan actually says that one doesn't say a bracha on Bedikat Chametz at shul. The Mishnah Berurah certainly says you don't say Kol Chamira afterwards, because Kol Chamira is saying that any Chametz that I have in my Rashut here is batel, is nullified and ownerless, and of course none of the Chametz in the shul belongs to whoever's doing the Bedika in any event, so it's not theirs to nullify, and in actual fact it's got no owners. It's probably batel and hefka in any event, and the whole purpose of this bedikah is to make sure that nobody comes to eat it. What if the Bedika wasn't done on the night of Erev Pesach? Suddenly, Erev Pesach in the morning, the rabbi says to the gabbai, has Bedikat Chametz been done? And everybody looks at everybody else and realizes it hasn't been done. So Bedikat Chametz should be done during the day. In that case, if there's plenty of good light and you good windows, then you don't need to use a candle. If the light in shul is bad, then you would need to use a candle or a torch. The Pesach books also mention that if a person's got a locker or a private seat in shul, so they need to check that out and do bedikat chametz there. It would seem they probably need to do bedikat chametz on that area on the night of bedikat chametz itself, possibly with a bracha as well, or at least the bracha that they're saying at home. They should have in mind that they're covering the car and also coming back to the shul and checking that area. That's their responsibility. That's not the responsibility of the gabbai or the shamash, because it's you've rented that locker, if you rented that seat, so it's your chametz that might be there. The Sefer Nite Gavriel in the Halachot of Bedikat Chametz says that in actual fact you're not allowed to daven in a shul on Pesach where Bedikat Chametz wasn't done, because we're worried that perhaps you might find some chametz and without thinking about it you might pop it into your mouth and eat it. So perhaps once Bedikat Chametz has been done in the shul, then a notice should go up saying this place is a chametz-free zone, but Bedikat Chametz has been done, a kedatu chadin, and people can come here and daven without any concern they might end up eating chametz. This year it should be a bit easier, because for better or for worse, the past year there have been no kiddushim, no suda shlishit in shul, so there should be far less chametz knocking around. Ad kan.